that this aspect of Rinpoche's teaching he emphasized more than anyone else I've heard, except Ajahn Sumedho, which obviously is from Ajahn Sumedho.
Right.
That within daily life, within interaction, within engagement, within activity, maintaining that, keeping that continuity.
Yeah.
It's quite extremely difficult, obviously.
Okay.
But, I'm struck by that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'd say, it really comes out of his experience as opposed to his theory. And it's also from his own experience from his teachers as well. That story of him being a Vajrayana child, sawing his robe and he's going to, and it's in, he just completely, the whole world falls away. He's just working on his robe. He's sitting in the shade of started off under the shade of the tree. The sun has gone around. He's sitting in the blazing sun. He hasn't even noticed that. And his teacher comes along. What's the big obsession? When are you? So that is, and Ajahn Ginnaly was somebody who trained with Ajahn Mun for a long time, and Ajahn Chah from, because it really kind of upset him in the beginning living with Ajahn Ginnaly, because it's like Ajahn Chah's sitting, walking, it's meditation, let's get this meditation going. And it looked like Ajahn Ginnaly is not doing anything. He's pottering around like an old man, fixing this thing and cleaning that up. But then it took him some time, and he said, he was peaceful all the time. So
question for the two, Ajahn Asnan and Tom Paisley. I'm intrigued by your question, because when I hear stories about Ajahn Mun, just how impeccable everything was. So it seemed like they were definitely getting those teachings of mindfulness in every activity. I'm just wondering, if I haven't done so much reading, in a lot of those, Lhunta Mahabhua's teachings, are they not so much focused on daily life? But it's like those teachings were there, but people just didn't feel like it was important to write that down,
I don't know. I never really lived with Ajahn Mahabhua.
I guess why I phrase it that way is that's the sort of, I guess there's, with different teachers, there's different teachings that to me, I hear this sort of re-emphasized and over and over again. For example, and the knowing and so forth. And with Lopershad, that's just one that I hear repeatedly. With Ajahn Mahabhua, the ones that come up, and they're not the only ones that he discusses, obviously, but for me, the ones that come up the most are the emphases on determination.
Determination, effort.
And effort, yeah.
Effort.
Those are the two.
Ajahn Mahabhua is really, get in there and, put some effort in. Fight for that realization. And a lot of it is temperament. And what's worked for them. Like Ajahn Mahabhua, I got teased by Ajahn Mun for being an old boxer. No finesse whatsoever. Get in there and slug it out.
So he's also interested in relation to the emphasis on termination effort is that there's a story about when Long Tai got his samadhi together, and he really obviously got it together, that Lumpur Mun was like, and he was just, I don't know if he was literally laying about, but he wasn't apparently hitting the investigation wisdom. And something like Ajahn Mun, I don't know if it was verbatim, but essentially, all right, lazy bastard, didn't work.
Yeah.
And I mean, that connects pretty directly with teachings. And obviously it isn't all he teaches.
Yes.
I know from someone who's never really spent any time around these teachers that, and just thinking about the life you live here, just when I read an Ajahn Mahabhu talk, maybe how, and just get the sense that it's just only this thin cross section of what it was like to live with these teachers,
right.
And especially like the Q&A with Ajahn Dick just presented this this whole different dimension to what it's like to live with the Puba Ajahn.
Yeah.
And how, just a text somewhere can't capture it.
Yeah, it's kind of similar with the, just sort of very similar with the, like you read the suttas, and you don't really get a feel for what the Buddha's teachings are until you really study and put in practice the Vinaya, where the... where the Buddha's taking the life and how much the rules of training, deportment, looking after the kuti, the sauna, the toilets, and it's everything is an incredible amount of detail. How much detail is put into communal harmony and the sharing and care of the requisites. You realize how much that fills out those aspects of the sutta of teachings on right view and right practice.